Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title at MPT.
Yeah, Jay McDonald. I'm a producer with Maryland Public Television and Maryland Farm and Harvest.
Yes, we love Maryland Farm and Harvest at MPT here. Well, I live up in Frederick, Maryland, but my wife and I are well, my wife's from Westminster, Carroll County, and I'm from Union Bridge, which is kind of right on the border of Frederick and Carroll
Woo-woo.
County. So yeah,
Yeah.
we're excited. It's cow country, baby.
It is. You're in the heart of it.
The heart of it. So we're here talking about Maryland Farm and Harvest Cow Week. It's going to run July 21st through the 28th. But what specifically, there's a big special on Tuesday, July 23rd at 7 p.m. For the Cow Week special.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess before we go into what's showing on the thing, what's the idea overall, big picture idea behind Cow Week? Like, how is this the first time you do it, or is it something you all do every year?
No, this is the first time we're doing this. And, the idea is that we wanted to kind of, bring cows, bring bovine to prime time in a way. We wanted to really highlight the farmers and the families that tend and care for these animals and make their living from it. Really just highlight the idea that cows are just these amazing creatures. And you got Shark Week. I mean, hey, why not cow week?
Bovines to prime time. That is great. So take that, Shark Week. It would be utterly ridiculous not to have a cow week. Let's
Of
do it.
course. I
Let's
love
do
Utterly. Yeah.
it. That's great. That's awesome. All right, so let's do a deep dive into tonight's special, Tuesday, July 23rd, tonight. I know there's four different segments in that episode. So let's start with the first segment, the cattle breeds in Carroll, Frederick, and Harford counties. What are we going to see there?
Well, you're going to see, the different the types of breeds that Maryland farmers are raising. More than 65% of U.S. cattle breeds in the U.S. are bred Angus. Every farm you see, you pass by, you're usually seeing Angus cattle. But for many Maryland farmers, they've chosen to kind of fill their farms with other breeds. And so we're going to visit some family operations and Havre de Grace, Frederick, and Keysville, and we're going to discover the breeds that they're raising out there, like Belted Galloways and White Parks, and how they are really choosing those breeds for particular reasons, like whether they're their demeanor, if they're a gentler type of cattle, or the marbling of their beef.
Awesome. Yeah. So shout out to Havre de Grace in
Woohoo!
Harford County and Frederick and Keysville. It's gonna be great. All right, and then in the second section in or segment in tonight's episode, caring for calves in Carroll County. What exactly are we gonna see?
Well, we visited Maryland Delight Beef in Westminster, and they were wonderful. They're, you know, the in kind of solving some issues. Everyone just calls cows cows, but there's, a cow is a certain type of bovine. So we go through of like, one, how do you care for a cow or a calf from being born all the way up to when it's an adult, and how the names change, and how, calves are calves, they're young. Then you've got, heifers, which are cows that have not yet given birth. And then you move into cows. Then, of course, you've got your bulls, and then you have your steers who are bulls but without the working parts. So we learn a little bit about how to care for all those animals at different ages and, just see the ins and outs of what it's like to care for these animals.
Sounds great. Shout out Westminster. All right, cool. How about the third section? I see it's labeled Dairy Struggles in Carroll and Frederick counties. What does that actually mean? What do we explore?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it the one thing also that the one of the goals we want to accomplish by having Cow Week is shining a light on the cattle and dairy industry. It's been a very volatile this past, decade or more. And so each year, profits are depending on factors that are kind of outside the farmer's control, such as market prices and weather. And even among farmers, milking cows are recognized as the most difficult ways to make a living because the prices are constantly being pushed and changed. So what we delve into with the Haynes family of Locust Air Farm in Taneytown and the Grossnickel family of Ellerton View Farm in Myersville is we see how they deal with those changes and how it affects them and how their fears of keeping their multi-generation farms running within a dairy business that has been declining in Maryland.
Awesome. Fantastic. Love it. I wonder if it's the same Grossnickels as around Walkersville, but maybe there's all the similar names all around here. Great. That's
big
great.
Family, big community.
Absolutely. All right. And then the fourth and final segment on Tuesday night's episode is called The Local Buy, Misty Meadows Creamery in Washington County. Dive into that more for me.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, one thing about, you know, Maryland Farm and Harvest over the past 11 years is you've had Al Spoler going out and tasting and meeting all types of people. And so we brought in, you know, one of our favorite local buys with Al, where he went and visited the Misty Meadows Farm Creamery in Smithsburg. And he had just a great time out there. But, you know, you get to see the Maryland Ice Cream Trail. And, you know, hopefully it'll direct people out there on these really hot days to get out there and hit some of these farm creameries and get some ice cream and support the dairy industry in Maryland.
Oh, and by the way, the drive out there to Smithsburg is beautiful, folks. So if you're listening,
wonderful.
If you're listening to this in the D.C. suburbs or Baltimore or whatever, and you just want a nice, pretty drive through the country, head out to Smithsburg. It's beautiful. You can hit Misty Meadows Farm Creamery. And heck, you could hit the South Mountain Creamery on the way there. And what is it? Middletown, or I think, ish. So, lots of great.
They should check out, listeners should check out, Maryland Ice Cream Trail, and they'll get a list of great ice cream places and locations that they can hit this weekend.
That's what we're talking about, baby, with the Cow Week. It's not just milk. It's all the dairy. It's cheese. It's, it's ice cream. It's going to be it's everything we love.
That's the thing. Cows bring you more than just milk. Yeah. If you're cooling down at night with a little bit of ice cream, you could thank a cow.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, the Tuesday night special and all those four in-depth segments is what I'm probably going to spend most of the radio pieces on. But while I have you, before we run, remind us, it's not just that special. It runs all week long. Is there anything you want to say at all, in general about the rest of the week? Any highlights we should hit?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, our tent pole is the Tuesday night episode, but, we have to fill out the week. So we are premiering original digital short segments that are pulled from stories that we are producing now for the upcoming 12th season. And we've got segments on cow cuddling, cow communication, cow photo shoots, and even some odd cattle breeds that you wouldn't be thinking be raised in Maryland, like longhorn cattle. And we also have a behind the scenes video of us, trying to put a shark fin on the back of a cow, which we've been using for promos. So we see how, folks can see how hard that was to do.
That's your Shark Week cow. That's hilarious.
It is. That's our Shark Week pull. I mean, we're trying to have fun with this, and we're trying to, show that, we're all having fun, but we're also highlighting some things about the dairy and the cattle community that, should be noted and should be seen. And, these people do a lot of hard work and they do it 24/7. And I think shining a little light on them is definitely appropriate. And if we get a week of it, that's fine.
That is awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much. I think I have more than enough to work with. Is there anything we want to add? Or let's end like this. Just pretend I'm not here. Speak directly to our listeners. Say, hey, DMV, tune in this week, just talk directly to them, invite them to watch.
Okay. I think Cow Week is just it's new, it's young, but I think if folks like it, hopefully we can bring Cow Week back. But if viewers are watching Cow Week and they love it, what they can do is subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and let us know that hey, you kind of like this and you want to see more of it. To paraphrase, Christopher Walken, if you've watched Cow Week and you have a fever, MPT has a cure and it's more Cow Week.
Wow. Thank you for making my Job easy. And I can put some Jaws music for the Shark Week in one piece, and I can put some, you know, Fear the Reaper cowbell music in the other one, and we're good to go.
We've got some, I can send you some promos.
Yeah.
That some of them that haven't gone and some of them that have. And they've got some sound, like, you know, some cow, if you want some cow sound effects or things like that, I've got some of that too.
I love it. More cowbell. I love it. Yeah.
More cowbell.
Yeah, I'll take a cow over a shark any week. I think a cow can demolish a shark, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they do kill more people per year.
Really?
Yeah. On average, cows kill 22 people per year, where shark attacks and deaths are only 7 people. So
really?
You should be more worried on the farm and on land than you are in the water.
Wow. Don't go into the pasture. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the pasture.
Exactly.
Wow. I did not know that. See, we can blame Steven Spielberg.
Always. Just think if he did Udder instead of Jaws. It would have been whole new. Our world would be different today.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. See, you're hitting us with the facts. I love it. All right, cool. Well, thank you for that. You give me plenty of gems here, so we'll let you run. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jason. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye-bye.